Recently, federal employees across various agencies have been receiving a new email that demands they list their accomplishments from the past week. This initiative, led by President Trump and supported by Elon Musk, aims to evaluate the productivity of federal workers and potentially reduce the size of the federal workforce. Chaotic rollout and conflicting directives. The rollout of this email has been met with chaos and confusion. Different agencies have provided conflicting directives on how employees should respond to this request. Some agencies have even instructed their employees to disregard the email entirely, raising concerns over confidentiality and confidentiality breaches. Thashar. Threat of job loss and lawsuits. The email places federal workers under the threat of job loss if they fail to comply with the request to list 5 accomplishments from the previous week. This has sparked backlash from labor unions, with some filing lawsuits alleging employment fraud and unfair treatment of workers. Challenges faced by national security agencies. One of the significant challenges posed by this email is its impact on national security agencies. These agencies handle sensitive and classified information, making it difficult for employees to divulge their accomplishments without breaching confidentiality protocols. Speculation on worker existence. Furthermore, the low response rate to the initial email has raised speculation about the existence of certain federal employees. President Trump and Elon Musk have publicly questioned the validity of non-respondents, suggesting that some federal workers may not actually exist. In conclusion, the recent email demanding federal workers to list their accomplishments has created a stir among employees, agencies, and labor unions. The conflicting directives, threat of job loss, and challenges faced by national security agencies highlight the complexities of evaluating federal worker productivity and potentially downsizing the federal workforce.